You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. By the way, I did a little cursory research into the Democratic candidates for the 13th Congressional District. You know why you've never heard of any of them?
Why?
Because the party's not going to give any of these people a dime.
Okay.
I mean, they're like left of like Nancy
You're
Pelosi.
Kidding.
Oh, read some of the forum stuff on, yes.
This would be fun. At
one of them's a University of Illinois professor.
Oh, okay.
And I was looking at just a couple of just a few of the stories about some of the forums they've had. And this is why it's way under the radar, right? Because the 13th Congressional District outside of the campus of the University of Illinois is not going to relate to any of this at all. So that's maybe why. All right. Well, good morning and welcome. It is important that you get out and vote in this primary just 19 days from today. Is it 19? Is it the 20th? Or am I, is it the
20th?
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know why I keep sticking on that date. It's for some reason it sounds wrong to me.
Tuesday, March 20th.
Yeah, it's there. I mean, we're literally, you know, we'll go to spring training next week. We'll, you know, come back and it's time for an election. So we want to introduce you to all of, particularly the local candidates, because it's important for you to get to know them. They have far more impact on your day-to-day life than anything a member of the United States Congress does. No disrespect to Rodney. He'll be in a little bit later in the program in the 8 o'clock hour. But we want to make sure you have ample opportunity to get a meet and know these people as well as you can. Samantha Murray joins us. She is one of two candidates on the GOP side for the county clerk. Now, we have had a grand total in the last 80 years, I think, three county clerks. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So you probably, you know, people are just so used to Steve Bean being there for so long that many people don't realize he's actually retiring.
Oh, for sure. That's the first question I get. Oh, Steve's retiring? And then, well, what do you want to do? What's the county clerks do? So
that also is confusing to people. We have a circuit clerk. We have a county clerk.
Yes,
we have a treasurer. We have different offices. And not everyone is crystal clear on the roles that all those offices play. Now, tell me about yourself before we get into the office. You seem awfully young to be running for office. And not that that's a pejorative. Why are you doing this?
So I worked for the Champaign County Clerk right after I graduated from the University of Illinois.
Okay.
And I really like the way the office was set up. It's more of a customer service aspect instead of a policy-driven role. And I really like that, giving back to the community and working for the people of the community. And that's something that I feel I have a strong passion for and a strong work ethic for. I'm currently going to University of Minnesota for my election administration certificate. So I'm getting as much knowledge and background as I can working with the elections and the way they're changing and the way technology is changing those election cycles. And I know that the people of the community need somebody in that office that's willing to serve them, not necessarily if they're Republican or Democrat. They need somebody that's there no matter what party they are.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see a young person involved in politics. I mean, have you always been interested in this?
Honestly, when I was going to the University of Illinois, I interned for Congressman Davis, and he was a great role model for me. He's very driven. He works hard, and he really got me into this, and he gave me a good ground to stand on what we need to give back to the community. And so learning from him and seeing how he works with people really, really showed me what I want to do.
All right. So you saw a path in life that was about public service. And I think that's important because many of these offices, although they are political, meaning you have to be a Republican or a Democrat and you have to run and there's a primary. I think most people care less here in Macon County about the status of an R or a D next to your name as they do of whether you'll be a good county clerk or whether you'll be a good sheriff or you'll be a good doesn't seem as political to me.
Right. You want to
I know plenty of Republicans that voted for Steve Bean over the years because they thought Steve was doing a good job.
And he has.
Yeah.
And that's why he's been there for 28 years.
Yeah. So what do you want to see? You know, the big question about technology and voting is one that's interesting today. And one that has some sort of new light, you know, I mean, for the other party that you're not running with wants more and more electronic voting or be able to vote from home. Yet they're also the same party that continues to talk about the Russians hacking the election and changing, you know, the results. It is kind of a fearful thing, right? I mean, I still like a paper ballot, and I'm not alone.
You're not alone. Yeah. You're not alone. There's so many people that still like that paper ballot, that feeling of I cast my ballot. And there's so many people that don't like the idea of early voting, and they still, election day is the only day they go to vote. But the reality is not everyone's able to take that day off. And so that early voting allows so many more people to participate.
It does, but it's a lot of overtime and
it is
open
a lot of
weekends.
Overtime.
I mean, you know, if you, I'm okay with it. It seems like it's always too far. Like, I have early voting, but do it Monday through Friday.
Right.
It doesn't have to have a whole day off. I mean, it takes 5 minutes, you know, but to be open on Sundays, I mean, it seems like there's always these mandates from the state, and that's
right.
mostly what these are.
It is.
But then there's no money to pay for it.
Right. And that's an issue that I know is going to be a battle that I face. And the goal is to be able to work with other county clerks around mm-hmm. and possibly go back to the state and lobby the election committee and be like, this isn't working for us. Either we need more money or we're going to need these laws changed. And that's one thing that from working over in Springfield, I've realized that can be done. If you work and you have a champion within that group, you're able to get things done and work together.
Sure. All right, so do you know what all these people do? I mean, I've voted my entire life, and I show up, and Lindsay, where do we vote? We vote at the Mount Zion, is it the Lions Club?
Yeah, I believe it is.
I don't know. Anyway.
It changed. No, actually, I think it's now at the convention center. They've consolidated.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm okay with that, too. You're consolidating. Do we need all of these places? And then what do all of these people do? You walk in to vote. There's like 30 people.
Oh, yeah. And especially in midterm primary elections, the turnout is so low. So those people are kind of just kind of waiting for people to show up.
And I know Steve's always looking for election judges.
Yeah. And that is going to be a really big issue within the next few years. So that is one thing I want to look at, is possibly looking at having high school students that are going to be of age at the general election.
Right.
To allow them to get experience with the election system and give them some time to get to know the people in the community and put that time in. Because a lot of the election judges are older.
Which is great. God
yeah.
bless them. But you know, as people are aging out, you know, it's harder to replace them.
Exactly.
And people your age, the millennials, are a little fuzzy on some of this. I mean, and you know what I mean? That as an insult. But, I mean, they want to participate. They just kind of participate in a different way.
Right.
So how do you make all those things work?
Right. So I really think getting the youth involved and more interested, because right now they're so turned off. Like, social media is just ruined.
Oh, my God. Isn't it? So as a candidate, let me ask you this. This is just a human question. It's got nothing to do with the job. And, you know, you're out talking to people and meeting people, and you've been very proactive and out there.
Oh, yeah.
Are people just so tired of politics, or are you afraid to even talk about politics? That, you know, we've got families, you know, that aren't speaking to each other. I mean, what's it like running for office in that atmosphere?
It's very difficult, especially whenever the first question is, well, what party are you for?
Yeah. Because it's either us versus
right.
them, always.
And it's very hard to gauge on, well, if I answer it this way, how's this conversation
yeah, sure.
going to go? So that is difficult, but it's the name of the game. You have to do it. You have to meet those people. You have to make that conversation
happen. Yeah, but the bad thing is, you know, our national leadership, of which we have so very little, and you know, it's not like... I'm not the older I get, the less party oriented I am. I mean, I think the president's rhetoric is awful. I mean, you know, I think the media treats him unfairly, but I think he invites a lot of it on himself. And all of this battle of you're wrong, I'm right. But it used to be like whose argument was a better argument. Now it's you're an evil person and I'm a saint, or vice versa. It turns good people away from running for office, right? I mean, all too often. And I'm glad it hasn't on the local level, because,
right.
you know, we need folks to be the sheriff, to be the treasurer, to be the county clerk. These are important jobs. But, man, it must be, you know, depressing some days just to get up knowing that people are so shallow about this stuff. And because you're a Republican or you're a Democrat, you know, this is the preconceived notion.
It is. And like you said earlier, people at the local level tend to vote more for the person. So that is helpful. If you're not running for a statewide office, you're not running for a national level, it's a little bit easier to make a little headway, make a personal connection. Because we're shopping at the same stores. We're going to the same places
right.
that everyone else is. So we can make that personal connection.
All
President
right.
Trump's not going to make that personal connection with us.
No, unless you take him on Twitter or whatever, then he will. All right, stick tight. We're going to be back after the break with Samantha Murray. She's running for county clerk on the GOP ticket, the primary, just 19 days away. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. That's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Hi, this is Michelle Reynolds, financial advisor at Wells Fargo Advisors. As someone who supports the community, I understand how important it is to shop locally. 68 cents of every dollar spent goes right back into our community. Just imagine the impact if everyone shopped locally. So please, think twice before spending your dollars outside of Decatur. Let's put our hard-earned money back into this community. This message is brought to you by Michelle Reynolds, Mark Reynolds, and John Weber of Wells Fargo Advisors and Neuhoff Media Decatur.
As your state representative, Dan Calkins will listen to you. He will work for you, and he will lead for you. Vote for Dan Calkins, Republican for state representative.
Dan is his own man. He will not kowtow to any of the interest groups.
He's going there for us.
Dan Calkins is a guy that doesn't get pushed around.
He's going to go to Springfield as a citizen statesman, what our founders envisioned.
Vote for Dan Calkins, Republican for state representative.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. The election is just a couple of weeks away, and I know you're getting inundated with all of the advertising. We are spending some time with each of the candidates leading up to the race. Tomorrow morning, we have our final GOP candidate for the 101st, and Randy Keith will be joining us, along with Reed Jostice. Have you met this kid?
I have.
Wow, how impressive is he?
He is really impressive.
You know, his dad's I don't know if you've heard of him. He's the football coach at Murrow Forsyth.
I don't know if anybody's heard of him.
Reed is this FFA kid, and Matt Hall did a video with him and Tat, which is fantastic. We'll share that with you tomorrow as well. Plus, Chris Coates is going to be in here, the publisher of the Herald and Review. That tomorrow morning. And still ahead today, Congressman Rodney Davis will be with us, and the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne. Samantha Murray's in studios right now. She wants to be the county clerk. We've had exactly three clerks in the last 80 years in Macon County. Do you see yourself having like a 28-year career there?
It is definitely not going to be a stepping stone, so I will be there as long as I can.
All right, tell me about you and your family, personal stuff. I mean, not personal, but you were born and raised in Cerro Gordo, correct?
Yes.
So you're Macon County, kind of, you know, you were here.
Yep. I grew up in Cerro Gordo. I went to Richland Community College for my first 2 years, and then I went to the University of Illinois. And after that, I worked for Gordy Holton, Champaign County Clerk. And
what did you? You graduated with a degree in sociology or communications?
Communications.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you had a little political life. You said you interned with Congressman Davis.
Yep. Yeah. I interned for Congressman Davis, and then I.
What do we not see behind the scenes? You know, as an intern, that's a lot of hard work, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of.
You dealt with a lot of constituency stuff.
A lot of constituent base, a lot of mail, a lot of reading the newspapers, trying to find clips, and. It was a really good experience trying to find going into it. I was honestly very naive on it. Like, I mean, any college student that hasn't been in that atmosphere is, but realizing what people are really complaining about and what the concerns are. So that really, I feel like, helped set me apart, that I know what people are wanting and what they need, not what the media is telling people what they want and what they need.
I got you. Okay, so what are you currently doing?
So I currently work for Governor Rauner. I do fiscal operations and research for him. I help pay all of our internal bills, all of our travel vouchers, do the fiscal side of our operations.
So you're doing the financials behind the managing that.
I have nothing to do with the policy and legislative side. When people find out I work for Governor Rauner, they're
I was going to say, is that a good or bad thing? I guess it depends on your point of view. We'll have a primary in that regard as well, with a whole bunch of Democrats and a couple of Republicans there as well. All right, so you decided to run. Did you talk to, you're married, right? I know I got an
email. Yeah, my husband Hubert.
Yeah.
We bought a house out in Harristown a few years ago. We've been married for almost 3 years. He grew up down in Macon, and we both actually worked at Bob Brady together, so that's how we met.
She was telling me during the break that Bob was in yesterday. You know, they just bought the Pogue Cadillac dealership. You can hear that podcast on Natticator.com, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. So you've worked a lot. You seem like an enterprising, hardworking young woman.
Yeah.
When you first decided to run, you know, you dropped off a packet and introduced yourself and a picture and stuff. And so many of these candidates today don't seem to have the first clue on how to deal with the media. And you seem to grasp that immediately. Was that your experience working for Congressman Davis or what?
Yeah. And that's my experience working with Congressman Davis. And that's just my demeanor, that I work hard. Yesterday I sat down with Paul Osborne, and I was telling him everything I was doing, that I'm working full time. I'm a full time mom. I have a 19-month-old. I am going to school full time and I'm campaigning. And he's like, how do you do it all? And I'm like, well, I just do it. I don't really question what I'm doing. I just write everything down. I keep my to-do list and I don't really question it. I set myself, I have a goal, and that's what I work for.
All right. Well, how do folks get involved in your campaign if they want to find out more about you, social media, website, that type of
thing? Yeah, you can go to my website at votesamantha.com. From there, you can find my Facebook page at Samantha Murray for County Clerk. And we post almost daily. We try to keep everybody up to date where we are. We're going to be walking in the St. Patrick's Day Parade, so we're trying to get everybody riled up for that.
And one of the things I know, Lindsay, you've got a radio commercial starting next week that Dwayne Nolan is voicing.
Yeah,
that's really smart on your behalf, because you're probably not old enough to remember, but not that Dwayne's that old. But Dwayne was one of the elder sort of, I mean, the way it used to be in Springfield, when people still had a lot of respect, even if you were from another party, his name continues to mean something to the people of Central Illinois. So how big a deal was that for you to get him to do that?
I was so honored. Yeah. It was a great accomplishment, and I have the utmost respect for Dwayne. He still carries a lot within the community. And
I believe that too, yes.
I think he has the voice, and I'm very honored to have that.
Yeah, I saw also, I think, a letter to the editor from Helen Albert as well, so you got the whole crew.
Yes.
And Helen was really the brains behind the operation. You know that, right?
Helen has been great, yeah. Yes. I don't know what we would do without Helen.
All right, great stuff, Samantha. We appreciate it, and good luck in the primary, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Samantha Murray, she wants to be county clerk. She is running as a GOP candidate. She'll be on that ballot on March 20th. Make sure you get out and vote. I know everybody's cynical about politics today. I realize that. But these local offices, who your next sheriff is, who your next clerk is, your treasurer, this stuff really matters to your day-to-day life. And you can be upset at Springfield and Washington, D.C., and I certainly understand it. But these local races are still very, very important to the community. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.